What are you launching today? We're delivering a report to Parliament that sets out the case for presumed liability for Scotland's vulnerable road users, along with a petition with over 8,000 names calling for a change in the law. This government wants more active travel, but analysis of road casualty statistics in the report reveals that walking and cycling are becoming relatively less safe when compared to car travel in Scotland. We believe that our report provides the evidence needed to back the introduction of new road traffic liability laws as part of a balanced package of measures to ensure that the drive to increase active travel is actually matched by improved safety and protection for vulnerable road users. What are the key findings? In our research, we discovered that the number of cyclists killed or seriously injured in the UK has risen steadily since 2004, and in 2012 the number was 32% higher than the 2005 to 2009 average. For walkers, the statistics are not much better. In 2000, the fatal and serious casualty rate for walkers was 12 times that for car users per mile travelled, but by 2014 this ratio had risen to 19 to 1. Government is putting in place a large investment programme to encourage walking and cycling, but progress in delivering this will be hampered by Scotland's current road traffic liability laws, which are socially divisive. What does the report conclude? Our report shows that countries with high levels of walking and cycling and low casualty rates have some form of presumed liability legislation, and there's a clear and strong association between presumed liability laws and higher levels of safe walking and cycling. Many people object to presumed liability. Can you explain exactly what it is? Under the current laws, vulnerable road users who cause the least harm are also the least protected. Walkers and cyclists seriously injured in road traffic accidents and the families of those killed typically battle through the legal process for well over 2 years before receiving compensation. Presumed liability would shift the burden of proof in civil cases to the more powerful when determining liability. We also believe that presumed liability laws provide an incentive to exercise care and would be the catalyst we desperately need for cultural change that values the protection of the vulnerable and places them at the very centre of the legal process.